Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Rose of Lima in Wrangell, Alaska. Today is the feast of the conversion of St. Paul the Apostle on the 25th of January, Wednesday of 2012. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these are the signs that will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." The Gospel of the Lord. So today we come together to celebrate the conversion of Saul, or what we know as St. Paul, the Apostle. How did this come about? Well, we heard in Acts of the Apostles, actually it's told three times in the Acts of the Apostles, and in the first and second chapter of Galatians, how Paul, a zealous and upright Jew, a scholar of the law, taught at the feet of Gamaliel, the great rabbi of his time, was zealously persecuting the Christians because they were heretics. They claimed that this person, Jesus, was God, and that clearly was not going to go well with the Jewish understanding of Yahweh being one God. Right? Now there's no better than the pagans who believe in many gods if we have Jesus as another God. They certainly didn't understand that Jesus was a member of the Trinity. So, and Saul, we see him also in the Acts of the Apostles holding the cloaks of those who are stoning St. Stephen, right, the first deacon martyr. And so he's involved in the persecution and maybe the death, certainly the destruction of homes and families of lots of Christians. Followers of the way is how he describes them. And then on his way to Damascus, having received letters to do the same things to the people of Damascus, probably the people and the Jews said, "All right, get rid of this zealot, right? He's driving us crazy. Send him away." So off to Damascus he goes, and many pieces of art show a horse, right? Paul falls from his horse. There's no horse in any of the accounts. And maybe it's just too hard for us to think of walking from Jerusalem to Damascus. It's a long distance. But that's what they did back then. So off they went. Paul falls to the ground, the bright light from the sky, and he hears this voice. "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Now this will shake Saul to the center of his being. He doesn't know who he's persecuting. He asks, who are you? "I am Jesus the Nazarene, whom you persecute." Now wait a minute. Saul was not in Jerusalem at the time of Jesus' death. Saul and Jesus didn't meet during Jesus' life. What's going on here? Well, Jesus is equating himself with every Christian that Saul had persecuted. This should give us all a little pause when we may not be dragging people off in chains, but we certainly injure one another well enough with our tongues or our deeds or our lack of charity. And it's very similar to Matthew 25, right? Whenever you do these things, you do them for me. Jesus equates himself with suffering humanity. Well, this is huge, and it will change Paul forever. He stands up, blinded by the light, maybe blinded by the truth, and he's taken into Damascus. And we didn't hear it in today's reading, but Ananias doesn't want to go see Paul. Ananias knows that Paul's come to arrest Ananias and any other followers of Jesus. But Jesus assures him that this one I have chosen to carry my message to the Gentiles. And that's what Paul does. And in doing so, writes, you know, 2/3 of the New Testament. Paul becomes this huge figure, maybe even a second founder of Christianity. Certainly an apostle, one who is sent out to proclaim the good news. But this image of every person being a member of the body of Christ stays with Paul throughout his ministry. And he's just driven to let people know that when we care for one another, we care for Christ himself. But when we hurt one another, we hurt Jesus Christ himself. And we've got to choose to care for Christ at all times and in every situation. Now, will that be easy? Absolutely not. Will the world support us in that care? Absolutely not. The world's not interested in caring for the ginormous extended body of Christ where everybody is part of God's family. We like to make sides. I'm in, you're out. Well, Paul says we're all in. That's what Jesus came to tell us. Not just Jews, but Greeks. Not just free persons, but slaves. Not just men, but women. Everyone is in. And there are no outsiders. There's no one outside of God's love. There's no one outside of God's will that they be saved. Now, in today's gospel, it says that those who reject the gospel, those who fail to come to faith, those who don't want to have anything to do with God, well, God's going to let them be. Right? We have this tremendously respectful God who respects our free will and will not force us to worship him. Because what kind of worship is that? Right? Unless it's freely given, God really doesn't want it. And so, let us renew our own conversions, recognizing that God can work in us even when we're headed in the wrong direction and turn us around to do tremendous good. Paul should give everyone hope that they're not lost. In fact, that God is looking for ways to turn their lives around, looking for moments to knock them off their proverbial horse, to get their attention, that they then might hear the voice of God and be converted and use all of that energy and passion for the building up of God's kingdom and doing good. Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you, and have a great day.